Seattle's University District is about to undergo a massive transformation. Light rail is coming in, some old businesses are moving out, and not even churches are immune to the changes. KUOW's Kate Walters looks at how one church is planning to redevelop and what that means for the service providers they house.
For years, churches like University Temple United Methodist in the U District have housed nonprofits under their roofs. These nonprofits run things like meal programs, services for drug users, and shelters. Every night, volunteers at the Roots Homeless Shelter for Young Adults set mats out in a room in the University Temple. There are two tiles between each bed to give people a little space. Dozens of young people sleep here each night. It's just one of several programs housed in the church. Reverend Pat Simpson is the pastor at University Temple.
So this building has been the house for our church life, our prayer, our singing, our study, our fellowship, and a place shared with the neighborhood to meet human needs. And it's been used really hard for a long time.
The buildings have aged. They're not ready for an earthquake or easily accessed by people with disabilities. And the church can no longer afford repairs and upkeep. Membership boomed following the end of World War II, but it didn't last.
That mid-century boom was followed by a long decline in church attendance, which is still going on today across many different traditions.
Revenues are down, and Simpson says the church doesn't charge nonprofits enough in rent to make the situation sustainable. This congregation started in a tent in the U District in 1901. Now they sit on prime land between the university and the coming light rail station, and they don't want to leave the neighbourhood. So the congregation has decided to tear down their old and failing buildings and replace them with a new church, residential and maybe commercial space, and a spot for nonprofits. They're partnering with the nearby University Lutheran Church in the hopes that both congregations can exist and grow together. Construction is a few years off, but when it starts, it'll mean places like the Roots Young Adult Shelter will be displaced. Kat Oosley is the shelter director. Oosley says there's some concern about where they'll end up during that time. Commercial space is expensive and hasn't been a part of their budget up to now.
We've relied on, you know, a good relationship with the church to have like a great space for a reasonable price. So we'll try to find something else like that. I don't know what that will look like.
The U District Needle Exchange Service for Drug Users also lives in the University Temple space. Shiloh Jama, who helps run the program, says they're facing the same challenges. But he says this could be a chance for the Needle Exchange to grow in the U District, even if it ends up in a different space at the end of the day.
We're going to find something. And, you know, because of the price, it might be something a little funky that we have to spend a lot of time fixing up. But that doesn't mean it won't be a beautiful space.
Whether it's temporary or permanent, the move that these nonprofits are facing may soon be a reality for others too. That's according to Daryl Grothaus, the project manager for University Temple. He says that tension between paying the costs of an aging building and housing nonprofits for a minimal fee isn't unique to churches in the University District.
There is a crisis affecting the city because many of these venues, unless there is intervention, are not going to be available for service providers. And there's been a really artificial subsidy of the rent because most congregations have either charged no rent or very nominal rent, certainly not enough to pay for the upkeep.
Reverend Simpson with University Temple says rents may get higher for nonprofits when the new buildings are up.
But you would get, you know, reliable hot water in the showers. You'd have a chance to design a space specifically for the program instead of retrofitting something that was designed for other uses. And each of the organizations is going to have to decide whether that's a good investment.
Either way, Simpson says they'll always have service providers in their space. It's part of their DNA. And she says the church will remain committed to their current tenants, whether they stay or move on. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.